This is a very important recorder. This is all about making money, okay? It's so now look, we'll start from the Sicha.
You got me interested.
Okay, fine. Now look at it. Let's start from the beginning. Here. So this is Pasas Truma. The Rebbe says the Mishkan was made by everybody, right? And the Rebbe is here. This is from lines 1 to 9. The Mishkan was made by everybody. And what was accomplished by the Mishkan? They brought the Shekhinah down into the Mishkan. The Shekhinah should rest among Am Yisrael. So the Rebbe is now raising the question, how can it be that everyone was equal in contributing to the Mishkan when it comes to talking about the Shekhinah, there's so many different levels in our Shaykhs to the Shekhinah. So here we're bringing down the Shekhinah, and everyone participated in this equally. Our relationship to the Shekhinah, there's so many different differences between people. And here, the Rebbe, now, going from lines 10 to 13, the Rebbe explains this even more. In order to contribute and to work for the Mishkan, you had to do it lishmo. It had to be done lishmo. Now, when it comes to doing something lishmo, there's many differences amongst Yidden. And as the Rambam writes, this is on line 12 to 13, and this is what we're going to have to, focus on. So, Anuti, you with me on this? Mm-hmm. Look in lines 12 to 13. The Rambam says, the shleimus avoda lishmo, I mean, the shleimus avoda of Ava, lishmo, is the Ava of Avraham Avinu. What was the Ava of Avraham Avinu? That he did what Hashem wanted. Always look at the Loshen at the end of line 12. Oisa emes v'kneishu emes. Avram did the mitzvahs not for the schar, not for the reward, only l'shma. Because it's a true thing, and he did the truth because that is the truth. The mitzvahs are the truth, listening to Hashem is the truth, and that's why he did it. Not for any side benefit. And the Rambam writes, this is line 13, that this is the greatest mila in Avodas Hashem. It's a very big mila, and not everyone is shy for such a mila. So we see here clearly from the Rambam that not everyone can do the shleimus avoda lishmo, right? So now, how come the Mishkan had to be done lishmo? How comes that everyone participated in this equally? Okay, that's the Rebbe's shaila. Okay, fine. Now, here the Rebbe ends it. We're talking about lishmo, bring down the Shekhinah b'goloi. Our shaykhs to the Shekhinah b'goloi, doing things mamish only for the sake of the Shekhinah, there's enormous differences amongst people. Some people have more feeling for it, some people have less feeling for it. When you talk about lishmo, doing things for a ruchnistic purpose, for the sake of Hashem himself, there's a big variety amongst people. People are very different. When it comes to doing a practical mitzvah, we may be equal. When it comes to the lishmo of the mitzvah, the ruchnis of the mitzvah, there's many differences between people. So how the avoid of the Mishkan was such a ruchnistic avoider to draw the Shekhinah down into the Mishkan, and that's why it had to be done lishmo, how comes that all Yidden were able to participate in this equally? That's a shaina. Okay, fine. Now, hey, the Rebbe is going to answer. The Rebbe answers.
Sorry, I tuned out.
You heard the answer? Don't worry about it. Good. Now, let's go from lines 15 to 23. The Rebbe says, the Mishkan was done after Matan Torah. What happened to Matan Torah? That all Yidden have with their, as they are in a Guf Gashmi, they're connected to Elokus. So here we're all, and no Yid can be separated from Elokus. Right? Once Matan Torah is accomplished, then no Yid can ever detach himself from Elokus. So there, in a certain aspect, we're all, mitzad the etzem, we're all equally connected to Elokus. Right? In a certain aspect, we're all equal. Yeah? And we may be different levels, but in a certain aspect, we're all equally connected to Elokus. So now, here the Rebbe goes to explain in lines 24 to 28. Therefore, there is a halacha, that even someone who learns Torah, shaloi lishmo, he's meant to learn Torah, even though he's doing it shaloi lishmo. Why? Because if you will learn Torah shaloi lishmo, you'll eventually come to do lishmo. Right? So why? Why is that? Because every Yid in his etzem has this connection to the course, regardless if he's madrege, if he's doing it lishmo or not. So therefore, eventually he'll come to do it lishmo. Right? Now the Rebbe adds and explains to that, lines 27 to 28, you see that? That, what does it mean when we say that every Yid should do Shaloi Lishma, because they eventually will come to do Lishma? The Rebbe adds, now look at this, it's line 28, it's line 27 and 28, it's highlighted. that in the pnimius of your Leila Shema, there's a Rishma. Okay? You see that? What it means? When I'm doing mitzvah now, Rishma, Leila Shema, I come to Shalom, I come to Daven. I do any mitzvah, I give it stuff, whatever. I'm learning to tell you why. I want to see the reward, right? We're talking about normal people, talking about ourselves, right? So in that Leila Shema, there's an element of Rishma. Right? Now this is this point.
We don't see the reward. So how can you say we're doing
it? Very good question. No, Nuti, that is a very good question, but a very simple answer to it. Could you come to Shul to Daven? Well, let's see, maybe you're very holy. I come to Shul to Daven, and I do many, many mitzvahs, because I have an interest, because I know the Torah promised me, if I do what Hashem wants, I'm going to see reward. And when I do a lot of the things I'm doing, maybe my major motive in everything I'm doing, I think, is because I want to see the reward, and I can promise you that I really want to see it. Okay, so that is Leila Shema.
We have to do it because Leila Shema wants us to do it.
This would be Leila Shema. So now, this is very clearly. Here we're talking about Leila Shema, meaning that I know because the Torah promised me that I will receive reward. That is Leila Shema, right? Good, very good. Now, you're meant to do it only because Hashem told you. But remember, this is what the Rambam says, that to do it only because Hashem told you, that is the madriga of Avraham Avinu, and not every chacham, even the chacham was zoicha to that madriga. So most of us are doing it at Leila Shema, right? Now, the Rebbe is telling us, even though we are not shaykh to this madriga, of when we are quite distant from the regular of Lishma, there is always a certain element of Lishma inside ourselves. In ourselves, there's always a certain element of Lishma. Now, come, let's move over to lines 29 to 34. There the Rebbe goes explaining, it's highlighted. Therefore, you see, regardless the Madrega of Avodas Hashem you are in, even if you're doing it Lishma, Rebbe writes it very clearly, even if you're doing it Lishma, in there's an element of Lishma. What Madrega of Lishma? The Madrega of Avraham Avinu. That Madrega of Avraham Avinu, which Rambam writes, that only that not everyone is, can, not even the big Chachamim can be Zeichet to, that Madrega everyone has inside themselves when they're doing the Avoda Shalei Lishma, right? Okay. Let's take this a bit further. Let's go over to the next page. Now, the Rebbe says, therefore, being that we all have the element of Lishma inside ourselves, right? Therefore, we're all rich. Look. We're doing things Lishma, like Avraham Avinu. We have this internal factor in ourselves of Lishma, like Avraham Avinu, so we're all rich. So if we're all rich, and therefore this richness is going to reflect itself also Begashmis, we're going to be all rich Begashmis. Okay, this is what I'm saying. So therefore we're all going to be rich Begashmis. If we're all
Lishma has to do with rich.
One second. Oh, because the Rambam writes it right there. Rambam writes Avraham Avinu did it only because Hashem told it to. True Lishma. Nevertheless, Sefer Schar Elav. I don't remember the words of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the Schar is going to come. When you do the mitzvah with full perfection, obviously, you're going to see the result of the mitzvah. I mean, the Torah says, if you do the mitzvah in full perfection, obviously you will see the Gishmeichem Be'itom. Obviously you'll see results. So when some...
Before Elam Hazeh?
No, in Elam Hazeh, forget about Elam Hazeh. We're talking about Elam Hazeh, okay? Not all tzaddikim were rich. So who says all tzaddikim had the madriga of Avraham Avinu? The Rambam says not all tzaddikim had the madriga of Avraham Avinu. The Rambam says very clearly they weren't rich. Who said that the madriga of Avraham Avinu? Just by the way, the Gemara says tzaddik v'ralei who doesn't have a begashmis, who doesn't have such a good life, is a tzaddik she'ein gomer. Okay. So let's follow the what the Rebbe is saying here. Without answering all the different situations of history, yeah? The Rebbe is telling us that we're all rich because we have all this element of Lishma in ourselves. Therefore, as a result, we'll all be rich for Gashmis, right? Now, let's move over. What?
If you do it Lishma, then why should you see the reward?
We're going to get to that soon. So now the person who sees it, now this is the whole, this is very good, this is very good. The person who does it is Shema, when he sees the reward, his purpose of the reward, his benefit from the reward is that through the reward, the Gadlus Abeira is seen in the Bria. This is a very important element, we're soon going to get to it. The Gadlus Abeira, the greatness of Hashem, is seen in Olam Hazeh Tachnin, did it betachtoinim, through the fact that the person who does mitzvah has a big reward. How do you see the Gadlus HaPeirah when you're doing what Hashem wants, you'll get the reward. That's how you see Gadlus HaPeirah. So the person who does it lishma, his interest in the reward is in order to bring out the Gadlus HaPeirah. Okay, so now I don't have this madrega. My interest is for myself, but the Rebbe is telling me that in myself I have this element of lishma. That means also me in myself I have this element. I'm really interested in seeing Gadlus HaPeirah also in this reward. I also have this interest which Avraham Avinu had to see Gadlus HaPeirah. But to me, it's not so consciously felt, not always felt, but it's definitely there inside me, and it's there, and it affects me, etc., etc. We're still going to see it. So therefore, because we have all this element of lishma, therefore all our mitzvahs are done within, have this perfection in themselves, and therefore they will bring out the full reward, right? And therefore we are all rich, beruch, v'gashmus, we have the potential to be rich, we are rich, and we have the potential to be rich. Look at the words that the Rebbe says here, you look at the words in lines 3-6, that everyone is a osher be'etzem, and he can, or, and five lines 5-6, the paragraph 3-6, you'll see, but the Rebbe says everyone has a rich be'etzem, and he, he's rich beruchnis begashmis. That's what the Rebbe says here, I think. Right. Now, let's go over to, again, to line 14-17. The Rebbe says also that every yid is a rich beruchnis begashmis. Right? He's rich beruchnis begashmis. That's what the Rebbe repeats there again in lines 14-17, and therefore the Rebbe says every year should be besimcha. He's talking about Chodesh Adar. Now let's go down to lines 35-39, and this is where we want to stop over here. Okay, this is what we want to focus on. Here the Rebbe says, now we have the raw from this bapoel that yid has to be mishtadl to be rich bapoel in every aspect. You have to be rich. In every aspect. What does every aspect mean? The Rebbe says, starting, beginning from Ashiris Beruchnias, right? What does it mean, Ashiris Beruchnias? To Enosh Erlebedas, to be rich in Torah mitzvahs, till the Ad Ashiris Begashmis. In order to do Torah mitzvahs, Barachov, etc., etc. So what the Rebbe is saying over here, that every Yid, every Yid has to be mishtadl to be rich with poil, starting with ruchnis and then going over also, and from there to begashmis, right? Till begashmis. Now, here, let's go right over to page number 3, and go to page number 3, and here we want to try to understand. Look at line number 10 to 13. This is the same paragraph quoted again. The Rebbe says, here the raw, that every kid should be rich, has to be mistadl to be rich, we're called in Yonim, starting from Shiris Beruchnis and going over to Shiris Begashmis. Now, till Shiris Begashmis. Now, so let us understand what the Rebbe is saying over here. The Rebbe is telling me, here the Rebbe is telling us in this Sikha that we can all be rich, right? And here, when it comes to the robe of pearl, the Rebbe says every yid has to be mistadl to be rich, starting Beruchnis and then going over to Begashmis. So now, how do we understand this Sikha? Here the Rebbe is telling us, listen here, we have the ability to be rich. We are rich inside ourselves, and we have the ability to bring out this richness. We can all be very rich. But the Rebbe says we have to start with Shiris Beruchnis. Beshiris Binyanim Ruchnim. So now, my question is, what is the Rebbe telling us here? You should know that you have the ability to be rich. Ah, but you want to be rich? First, you have to put all your effort into Avodah Ruchnis and Torah Mitzvahs. Come perfect Beruchnis. And then you will see your richness begashmis. Then you'll be zeuch to have richness begashmis also. Is that what the Rebbe is saying? If we will say that this is what the Rebbe is saying, then we could say that what is our focus now meant to be? On ruchnis, because I know I'm not the Rebbe, said the gashmis follows the ruchnis, and therefore my ruchnis is not perfect. So what should I devote all my attention now? I'm going to devote all my attention to my ruchnis. Right? So in other words, what do I have a pearl according to this understanding? What do I have a pearl from this whole sikha? Here the Rebbe comes with this amazing starting sikha, and it tells us about every he is rich, and he has to bring out this richness. What do I have from this sicha? Yes, I'm rich, but practically speaking, I'm not perfect beruchnis. So I have to fix myself up beruchnis, and then the richness begashmis. So the richness begashmis, does it have a meaning to me now at this point, if I'm not perfect beruchnis? According to this understanding, l'cheira, no. So that is not exactly what the Rebbe is saying. Okay? Because the Rebbe is talking very clearly about being rich with gashmis. Now the Rebbe says it starts with avodah ruchnis, starts from being rich with ruchnis, but let's just understand what the Rebbe means when he says starting being rich with ruchnis. Now it's very, very simple. Because now, let's remember what the Rebbe is saying in the sikha here. The Rebbe says that when you do shalei lishma, right, there is an element of lishma. Therefore, because you have this element of lishma, therefore every yid is rich in himself with gruchnis, etc., etc., right? Why? Because he has this element of lishma in himself. Now, so what are we talking about? We're talking about a person who is doing his avodah lishma, or he's doing avodah shelo lishma. Either Rebbe talking about the exception, the person, the exceptional person who is different than everyone else and above everybody else, and he's very pure and he does everything to lishma, or is the Rebbe talking about every one of us who do everything we do most of the time? When I'm like just knowing for myself, I mean, no, maybe you are different. When I'm doing Torah mitzvahs, I always have my interest to see the benefit, which is shelo lishma. So who is the Rebbe talking about? The people who are doing it l'cheira. So therefore, when the Rebbe tells us, starting with Ruchnis, what does the Rebbe mean by Ruchnis? If the Rebbe mean Ruchnis for the sake of Ruchnis, the Rebbe does not mean Ruchnis for the sake of Ruchnis. Why? Because the Rebbe is clearly in the Sikhe, has made it very clear, he's talking about us who are doing our Vedic Shalai Lishma. So therefore, when we start doing our Vedic Ruchnis, why are we doing this avodah? Because we want to be, because we're focused on coming more ruchnis, or because we want to see the gashmis nikkur results? L'shalei lishma. So what the Rebbe is actually telling us is, in other words, the Rebbe is not giving us a precondition that you should know in order to see the ashiras begashmis. You should know first you have to fix yourself up a ruchnis. And that, first you fix up a ruchnis. And that will result later on in the ashiras begashmis. That is not really what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is saying that everyone has ability to be rich. How do you bring out this ability? First, make yourself rich b'teira mitzvahs. Why are you making yourself rich b'teira mitzvahs? Because you want to see the result b'gashmis, not because you're spiritual minded, not because you're soaring up to the higher madregas, because you want to see poshet harchava b'gashmis. So Rebbe is telling you, you want to have harchava b'gashmis, do more teira mitzvahs, make yourself rich b'ruchnis, and then at the same time what is your whole motive behind the ruchnis? Your whole motive behind the ruchnis is only for the sake of the gashmias. The Rebbe says, nevertheless, even though when your motive is only for the gashmias, your kavanah is for the gashmias, to see that richness of the gashmias, you should know buried in that motive there is an element of lishma. Why? Why the element of lishma? Because the very fact you're doing Torah mitzvahs for the purpose of seeing Archava Begashmias, if there would be no element of Lishma, you wouldn't be doing Torah mitzvahs to see Archava Begashmias, you'd be running around doing more business. You are using Torah mitzvahs as a motive in order to see more Archava Begashmias. So what is buried in that motive? You're thinking about your Archava Begashmias. But the very fact you're using Torah mitzvahs is because you have a Yiddish element in yourself, which is the element of Lishma. And that is why you're using the Torah mitzvahs. So that element of Lishma, therefore, you, by doing increasing Torah mitzvahs for the sake of seeing the wealth, that will bring you the wealth of Mapel. So what are we talking about? We're not talking about a person is devoting himself now to Ruchnias. and leaving for the Kashmir at the later stage, that is not what the Rebbe is talking about. The Rebbe is talking about us in our current state, and he's not giving us any preconditions. He's telling us in our current state by the pudding. In other words, just take ourselves as we are ready today. Every one of us, we do Torah mitzvahs. We have a certain interest. We're all consciously aware of that. We have a certain interest in our Torah mitzvahs because we want to see the reward. We're not by the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. So the Rebbe is telling us, what you're doing already, that is exactly what you're meant to be doing. Just be aware that you can ultimately see what you want to see. If you just have, the Rebbe is telling you, we all usually are doing Torah mitzvahs with this interest of a personal interest in our Torah mitzvahs to see the rewards. The Rebbe says, be aware that you can see the reward. Just increase in what you're doing already. Don't have to change yourself, become a different person. You don't have to become more spiritual minded. Just do more Torah mitzvahs. Increase and do more hishtadlus to be rich begashmis. Just make the kelim and you will see the reward. So the Rebbe is not taking us away from the begashmis. The Rebbe is contrary telling us that by being aware that Hashem is with us in the reward, in giving us ability to see the reward, we will automatically increase our Torah mitzvah and we will get to the reward. Do you follow that? Do you follow that? Or so the point is, the Rebbe is not taking us, the whole thrust of the Sikha is about seeing, about the Shiris, also Begashmis, and the Rebbe is not, and the fact that the Rebbe tells us that it begins with the Shiris Beruchnis, the Rebbe is not taking us away from the Gashmis, the Rebbe is talking to us in our current state, and is telling us that the way to come rich Begashmis is by Posh doing more Torah mitzvahs, and also more his status, because I know I have the ability to see the reward. I will automatically do more his status in order to see the reward. His status, possibly cashmere, to run my business better, etc. And that is my motive. And what is the nukudah here that I should be aware that I have the ability to do it? Till now, I may have thought, if I do Torah mitzvahs, I will see so much reward. The Rebbe is telling us now, you will see the full reward, an unlimited reward, without an endless reward. Just put it to your mind, to your attitude, that you have the ability to see the reward, and therefore you'll be adding Torah mitzvahs, and you'll add in Hishtadlus, and you'll see the reward with pearl. Does it follow along? Okay. So it's not Baruch Hashem, it's not new, so that's good, but I just want to bring out the point because over the years I've heard different understandings, but here the Rebbe is promising us wealth to all Yidden, so I've heard people how they respond to this Sikha. Here the Rebbe is promising us wealth, and here we don't see it. So the different answers, one of the answers I've heard about this is because the Rebbe has put a precondition of being Bishlemis Beruchinis, and that is not what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is telling us that we, in our attitude today of Torah mitzvahs, being and doing things Shalei Lishma, not being spiritual people, just knowing that Torah mitzvahs gives us a reward, just continuing that, be sure that we can actually reach the reward, we can see the full reward, remove any limitations which we have placed on ourselves to tell ourselves that we won't see the full reward, etc., etc. We're going to see it later. And the Rebbe is saying, no, you're not going to see it later, you're going to see it today. Just go ahead and involve yourself more in it and you will actually see the results. And that is what the Rebbe is trying to tell you. Okay, fine. Now just bring out the point. Here we have have other sikhs here, which the Rebbe speaks the same thing, and you'll see how the Rebbe spells out very clearly what he means here by doing, what he means, avoid the ruchnis. We'll soon see what the Rebbe here. So here, you have a first quote here, on lines 14 to 16. Yeah? Here the Rebbe says, he's talking about the same topic. In the Leil Shema, there is an element of the Shema. That's on line 14. Now the Rebbe says, when a Yid wants to have wealth, so the Chere, it's for his own desire, it's coming from his guf. So the Rebbe says, no, in that desire for wealth, there's a rotten of the Neshama. What is the rotten of the Neshama? This answers your question. The rotten of the Neshama is he wants to add in the Kavod HaTorah. How am I going to add in the Kavod HaTorah? When people will see, and people will see, that when I, that me as a Frumah Yid, who's learning Torah, is devoted to Torah, etc., etc., I'm successful, I'm benched with success in all my business, in all my work, that increases in Kavod HaTorah. And so, what is happening here? You have me, my interest in doing the Torah mitzvahs is for my benefit, to see the reward. In the same time, there's an element of Lishmo inside yourself, which wants the reward to, which reward? The gastristic reward of wealth in order to increase Kavod HaTorah. And that is also part of my motive. That's my element of Lishmo inside myself. Now, just to add to this, the Poshet Pshat in Rambam, the Rambam says, what's in Moshe Mashiach? Moshe Mashiach is Melech Mashiach, is going to come, and he's going to do away with all opposition from the Goyim, and therefore we're going to have a Binyan Beis Hamikdash, etc., etc., do all the Torah mitzvahs. How is Melech Mashiach going to do away with all opposition of the Goyim? How did the Rambam explain it? He says he's going to go to war. What is the alternative to war? To having influence on the Goyim. You don't need a war. If you can influence the Goyim, you can impact them without war, you don't need a war. How do you influence Goyim? How do you influence going? When they see that Yidden are wealthier, Yidden are doing Torah mitzvahs, and they poshut have begashmis, a better life, that is the way Mashiach is going to affect the going. So when there's Gilui Elokus,
makes them more jealous.
As long as the Yid is going to hide the Yiddish identity.
I'm wondering why the Jews are rich.
As long as the Yid is going to live with his godless mentality, his richness is going to be limited, and he's going to have many issues of, they're going to be jealous, etc., etc. When the Yid is pronounced clearly that he's a Yid, and he's keeping Torah mitzvahs, and he is, that is going to bring him wealth, and he is, with his wealth, is going to be enlightening the Goyim also, and guiding them in their mitzvahs. That does not raise their envy, that unconsciously calls their respect for Yid. So, the way the Gilui Elokus of your Moshe Mashiach, we talk about Gilui Elokus, we may think of it abstract, but when you think practically, a pli halacha, according to the Rambam, Gilui Elokus in Olam Hazeh, your Moshe Mashiach, means poshut kepshutei, that Yidden are going to be wealthy. That's what's written in the Rambam. He talks about wealth of Yidden. They're going to do Torah mitzvahs. They're going to be wealthy. The Goy understands wealth. When the Goy will see that Yidden are going to be wealthy, that is going to call the respect of the Goyim, and that is going to influence the Goyim, and that's going to win over the Goyim, and going to bring them all to serve Hashem. It's all, the Gil of Mashiach boils down to wealth begashmias. Okay? Good? From there, the Goy may also be interested in more, in spiritual enlightenment. But it start, where did it all come from? It parshet parchava begashmis. And that is the Gilui Elokus in Olam Hazeh. This is, has to be very, a Goy is not shy to the Avodah of Lishma. He knows only his a Yid has an element of Lishma. A Goy has no element of Lishma. The Gilui Elokus in Olam Hazeh is through the channels of Gashmis Tekar Chava. Okay, the Pashto Pshat, right? Very good. But this is what it says here. Now, let's go to in Chelik Lamed Gimel. Here the next thing. Here the Rebbe says, this is on page 3. No, we're getting on page 3. We haven't told over. We're on page 3. I think you've one page so far. Page 3, there's a quote here. Online. Look over here. The Rebbe is talking about the same thing that discussed in this Sikha. The Rebbe says, even someone who has not reached the Madrega of Avraham Avinu, the highest Madrega of the Shema is the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. So said the Rebbe, even someone has not reached the Madrega of Avraham Avinu, look in lines 19 and 20, he can be poiling himself. He should have this Madrega of Avraham Avinu. The Rambam says he can't. The Rebbe says here, the Rebbe is actually explaining the Rambam. It's a whole sikha on the Rambam. He said he can also be poiled, you can also affect yourself with this Madrega. In what way? So the Rebbe says, you can't have the full feeling of the Shema and Abba, which Avraham Avinu had, but the Maisaba Poel of that Abba, you can have. The Maisaba Poel, to do the Emes, which nature Emes, but Maisaba Poel, you can have. What does it mean that you can have the Maisaba Poel without the full blown Abba? So let's go over to the next page, we'll see. Here the Rebbe says, you look, 1 second. Line two. That the rechush godl, the rechush godl, the fact we're going to be wealthy is going to be added in the mola or the deres Hashem. Okay? Now, let's go the same thing to lines 5 and 6. The fact that a Yid's wealthy brings him to Das, to have more understanding by Hashem, about Hashem. The Nefesh HaBamis comes to realize that this wealth can only be coming from Hashem. So that when we say, when we can have this Madrega of Avraham Avinu, it doesn't mean that we can have this full blown Av of Avraham Avinu has. We do things Shalei Lishma. But nevertheless, we see how the Bracha of Hashem is working with us. That, we see the Bracha of Hashem working with us. That brings us to realize that the Godness of Hashem, to have the Das as Hashem, and that brings us to actually do the things for the Kavod Hashem, the Kavod Hashem should be realized in Olam Hazeh. Let's take a pretty practical. When we do mitzvahs, and we have a shiras, so maybe we have our own interest, but every Yid has an interest interest that showing the tired kite of a Yid, the mile of a Yid, by the fact that he's brings begashmis. That is a natural thing which he has in himself. So that natural thing that we have, that we should be the bench begashmis in order to impress the world, that is the element of Lishma inside ourselves. So we have this natural interest that we should affect the world by showing them how we are benched. That is our element of Lishma. So that is called Lases. We don't have the full-blown Av of Avraham Avinu, but we have this, an actual fact to do Torah mitzvahs with the interest of impressing the world. That is something which naturally have. This is the Lishma of Avraham Avinu, which we all have inside ourselves. And that would, okay. So does it fall into this make? It fall into place, yeah? So basically what we're talking about here when the Rebbe says Avodah Ruchnis, it's all Avodah Ruchnis about where did this Avodah Ruchnis express itself? Not in going higher Madreges. It's all about Torah mitzvahs and bringing down, showing the Baruch of Hashem in this world. So therefore, our Leilishma and Lishma goes in together, hand in hand, right? And of course, the more we do, the more we get affected by the Godless of Prayer, the more we see Godless of Prayer, the more we're going to be calm to do things Lishma for the sake of Godless of Prayer itself. Because the more we see the effect of Hashem in the world, the more we're going to come to do things Lishma. But, so, does this? No. If you have patience, and if you want, we can take this even further. This is just the point of the sikha here. The point of the sikha here is that we're talking about poshet. The Rebbe is not taking us elsewhere by telling us about ruchnis. The Rebbe is focus on the same thing, that poshet to bring gilui elokus ba'olam hazeh through a shiras v'gashmis. And that part of that process is poshet doing Torah mitzvahs without hakbalas. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So it means possibly to have a more broadened das. Till now, I imagine myself, I can only do so much to your mitzvahs. That I'm telling us you should be rich. Come rich in your das, in your mind, and be aware that you can increase in Torah mitzvahs, you can do more faith, you can support more institutions, you can do greater mitzvahs to help people, you can help your neighbors, you can help your family, you can do things, you just have to find, you have the ability to do much more, and the more you do, the more you'll see the results. So just come more broader-minded in all the good things you're doing, and you will see the results of Gashmis. So this is what it basically means, right? Ashiras, yeah, simcha, ashiras, happiness, ashiras kapshute, not only simcha, no, ashiras kapshute, like counting in the bank. Yes, your figures are starting to go up to billions of dollars. Not only are you going to be happy. Till now, we always learned, okay? This is not what the Rebbe is talking about over here. The Rebbe means, poshet, ashiras kapshute. Come broader-minded, incorporate in your mind the idea of doing more mitzvahs to other people. Things that we were doing already, just come to realize we can do more. We can learn that little much better. We can dumb that little much better. We can help people that much better. We can do more things than we think we can do. Bring it out in yourself and bring out also your ability to just make your life better for yourself. Use your initiative. And you will see it. It will grow and grow. It will lead you to great success and your life will start bustling with growth and busting with growth and wealth, etc. Kepshutei mamish. Okay, that's what this basically means here. Now, if you want, now let's take this a bit further. Just take this whole idea further. You want 50 minutes? I'm going to push it as much as we can do. Now here, let's take. I'm just taking this over to a bit of a different area. You have the inyan of tzaddik and bal tshuva. So now the left. Now la'asad lovi meisim mashiach comes. There's a mile in a bal tshuva over a tzaddik, because a tzaddik is always doing what Hashem wants. A tzaddik, a bal tshuva has defaulted. So he, when he comes to do tshuva, he has a chele yater. That's what the Zohar says. He has a much more burning, stronger desire than a tzaddik. Now you've learned this in Chassidus many times, that the desire of the tzaddik, tzimoyim, of a bal tshuva, I'm sorry, is much stronger than a tzaddik. It's chele yater. He has more force in his desire to cleave to Hashem. Now, here the Rebbe is saying, when Moshe Mashiach is going to come, then the tzaddik will have the mind of the Baal Tshuva also. He'll have the same desire as the Baal Tshuva. How will he have the same desire as the Baal Tshuva? So the Rebbe explains it very clearly, very simply on lines 15 to 17. Now what did the Rebbe say? In your Moshe Mashiach is going to be Iskalas HaLakus, Iskalas HaAtzmus. When it comes to the Iskalas HaLakus, the tzaddik is equally distant from the Lakus, just like the Baal Tshuva, right? So therefore, he's going to have the same desire to cleave to Elokos, just like Baal Tshuva, because he's going to be equally distant from Elokos. As long as we have Giluim, different Madregas and Giluim, then the Tzaddik is close, so he doesn't have this burning desire of a Baal Tshuva. But when Moshe Mashiach is going to be a Scala Tzatzmus, then the Tzaddik will have the same desire as a Baal Tshuva. That is what the Rebbe says. Now, let me ask you, do you know what this madrega of Atzmus, which the Tzaddik is going to have, you know what madrega that is? Can we perceive it now? Can we identify with this madrega of Atzmus that the tzaddik is going to have? So l'cheira not, because the Rebbe said this is a madrega of Atzmus, which is going to be in the scala l'asad l'aday. So therefore, Atzmus, who knows, is that's above everything. Therefore, the tzaddik is going to have the same chayis as a Baal Tshuva, right? He's going to be awakened with the same chayis as a Baal Tshuva. So this is l'cheira something which you don't know what it is. But that is not actually true. Why? So now you look at the next sikha. Here you have the next sikha. The Rebbe is talking about the same thing, about the tzaddik coming to the madrega of the Baal Tshuva. But the Rebbe doesn't say the words which he said in this previous sikha. The previous sikha, the Rebbe said that he's going to have a skalas ha'atzmus. Atzmus, we don't know what it is, let's say. And therefore, it's going to be a skalas ha'atzmus. The tzaddik is going to be awakened with this strong desire of tshuva to cleave to be connected to Hashem. Just like the Baal Tshuva. But here in this sikha, the Rebbe does explain, says a different explanation why the tzaddik is going to have this desire of the Baal Tshuva. And where is it? You take it over, go over to page number five, on lines 8 to 15, the Rebbe says, when the tzaddik sees how that he is in Olam Hazeh, even though the Rebbe says it very clearly, even though the tzaddik doesn't do any avodas at all, but he sees how in Olam Hazeh there is an opportunity to do avodas, that you could, chas v'shalom, do an avoda, he's going to distance himself from that possibility of doing avoda with such a force, that force is going to be equal to a Baal Tshuva. So what do you have, what the Rebbe is telling us here? You have the Baal Tshuva, the one who did the avoda. Right? That Baal Tshuva did the avoda. Therefore, he has this very deep desire, this very strong desire to come back, to return to Hashem, which the tzaddik does not have. That is the inyan of a Baal Tshuva. Here the Rebbe says that tzaddik can have the same desire. Why does he have the same desire? He's never done an avera. He's never going to do an avera. Because he sees how it is possible to do an avera. So the possibility that you can do an avera, that is going to distance himself from that avera with such force that he's going to have the same force and to cleave to Hashem and to distance himself from the avera just like the Baal Tshuva. Why? Because of the possibility to do an avera. So now, let's go back to the previous sikha. What did he say in the previous sikha? Why will the tzaddik have the same desire as the Baal Tshuva? Because he's going to see Gilui Atzmus. That Gilui Atzmus is not an abstract existence. It's something that we can relate to. What is it? That it's a fact. Let me put it like this. You can think about the Lakus as a Lakus. Think about the Lakus. However much you think about the Lakus, and you can be captured by the beauty of a Lakus, that will never affect you so strongly as when you come to realize that Lakus can, that also, that that the Likus can make something which is opposes to Likus. The ability for Likus to make something which opposes to Likus is greater than anything that we can appreciate about the Likus. Because the fact that he can make something which is opposite himself, that is greater than whatever we know about him. So, the Gilui HaAtzmus, which the Tzaddik is going to see, is actually through the fact that the Tzaddik sees how there is a Metzius in Olam Hazeh where you can do an Aveda, which is opposing to Likus, that brings him with this his Eilus to come, to distance himself from this opportunity for the Aveda, because here he comes to see that the greatest of Likus, how Likus can make something which is negative to Likus. So this sikha which said, the first sikha which said that the Tzaddik is going to come to the Madrega of the Baal Teshuva by seeing Gilui HaAtzmus. And the second sikha which says that the Tzaddik is going to come to the Madrega of the Baal Teshuva by seeing the possibility to how they can, something that can oppose the Likus, can negate the Likus, is actually saying the same thing. You follow me here? The Gilui Likus of the Asad Lobby is in the fact that something can negate the Likus. You follow me here? Or not? No, you follow me? Or not? You know what? Let me continue with this. I want to bring out over here why the Rebbe says the importance of being wealthy begashmis. No. When you talk, in other words, we're talking about learning chassidus. One second. No, we're talking about someone, let's say we're learning chassidus. And I know about all the importance of learning chassidus and seeing, being misplaced about the course and knowing the course and being a super chassid, etc. I know all of this. Here the Rebbe is telling us there is something which is above that. And that is to be wealthy begashmis. Now, why is it so? This is what I'm trying to get to over here. So now, let's take it a bit further. Here, am I going to number three? Mendel, you still have patience?
Yeah.
You still, okay. Now listen, number three. Here. Now we went through this once, I'm just gonna do it again. Look at 9:16-17. Here the Rebbe is bringing a quoting for some above. What does it say in some above? That there's many Madrigas in Likus, and explains that the Atzmus, what is the description that we can give for Atzmus? Yeah? The Atzmus is Shlila Sachiyav, Shlila Sashlila. What does that mean? Shlila Sachiyav, Shlila Sashlila? The Sachiyav means something I do know what it is. What Shlila Sashlila means? I don't know what it is. Right? So the Atzmus is Shlila Sachiyav and Shlila Sashlila. What? Explain it better. Shlila Sachiyav means something I see. But Shchiyuv is something I see. Shlil is something I don't see. What do I don't see? I don't see Bligvul. Right? Bligvul, Sevu Kalam, I don't see. Right? So it's, they explain some above that what is Atzmus? Atzmus is Shlil is Achiyuv. He's not this what I identify with. Not this what I can see. He's also not that what I cannot see. Why? Because if you say you cannot see the Abishu, you cannot identify with the Abishu, that is itself saying that you cannot identify with him, that itself is really a certain type of description. So he's not, the Abishu is not Chiyuv identifiable, he's not identifiable, he's Shlilas HaChiyuv and Shlilas HaShlila. Okay? Shlilas HaGvul and Shlilas HaBligvul. Nuti, are you with me? No, you're not. Okay, just go. Come back. Go. Okay. Yeah, no. So it's okay. It's Shlilas HaChiyuv, Shlilas HaShlila. Okay. Now he comes to Rebbe and says that in this sikha here, right there, it's on line 16-17, and the Rebbe repeats it also in lines 18-24. That this description of saying the Atzmus is Shlilas HaChiyuv and Shlilas HaShlila, that is not the full description on Atzmus. Why? Because what is wrong with this? Not chassid shalom, what's wrong with it? Why is it not the full description? Because what I'm said over here, the Atzmus is not this and is not that. So what is it? Not this and not that. There's something missing there. The Atzmus is not, he is. What do I mean? Here I'm saying that the Atzmus is beyond anything I can understand. It's not chiyuv, it is not shlila. That is not the full inyan of Atzmus. Atzmus is the fact that I do identify with the Eibishter. regardless of the fact that he's chiyuv, shlila is achiyuv, and shlila is a shlila. I do identify with Eibishter. And so that, just this saying, describing Atmos as being shlila is achiyuv, and shlila is a shlila, even though that defies everything, is nothing that I can identify with, the fact of said he's nothing I can identify with him leaves me with what? With nothing. So that's not the shlemus of Atzmus. Shlemus of Atzmus is, however much shlila he is, he's shlila this, shlila that, I can identify with him. Okay? Now.
Question is, how you identify?
What?
So next question is, how you
identify? So now, what?
So next question will be, so how do you identify?
No. Now, how do you identify? There's only one way I identify with that. The fact that the Torah tells me, or the Rebbe tells me, that I can identify with it, that is how I identify with it. Remember, you're talking about something which is... Okay, now, take this over to our case. Let's take this over to our case of being wealthy. What am I saying? I'm saying here that my motive to be wealthy is what? Is what? Because I want to be wealthy. I've interest in being wealthy. What is the Rebbe telling me here?
Your wealth helps you to be Shiris Berachnias.
That is the Lishmo aspect. What about, let's say, and I know myself.
You're rich, you have more time and more devotion to...
That would be considered Lishmo. I mean, that would be the element of Lishmo, that I want the richness in order to the covered Hashem should be greater through the richness. That would be the element of Lishmo. The Lishmo, which is as we know ourselves without, let's say, the Sikha of the Rebbe, that I want wealth begashmas, I want Hashem to help me. I'm going to do more Torah mitzvahs to be wealth begashmas, right? So that is the Lishmo. So what am I doing here? I'm actually feeling my own, I have my own interest here, which is driving me to do Torah mitzvahs for my own personal interest. Comes the Rebbe and says, in my personal interest, there's an element of Lishma. Now, remember, if it's my personal interest, how can there be an element of alakus, an element of Lishma there, if I'm doing it for my personal interest?
Okay.
So what he was saying over here is, so just think about it for a moment. Usually when we think about the locus, when a person thinks about the locus, what is he thinking about? Let's say we go to Samach Vav. We just quoted from Samach Vav. The Eibishter is Shlila Sachiyov, Shlila Sashlila. He's nothing that I can identify with him. Nothing I can identify with. So what is my Shaykha to the Eibishter? I feel myself as a Metzias, and the Eibishter is not Metzias, it's not Hepecha Metzias, it's Shlila Zachiyav, Shlila Zashlila. What is my Shaykhus of the Eibishter? L'cheira, I have no Shaykhus. The only way I can have a Shaykhus of the Eibishter is by giving up on my Metzias, forgetting about Metzias, starting to do things Lishma. As long as I have my own Metzias, I feel my Metzias, I'm not connecting to the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is Shlila Zachiyav, it's Shlila Zametzias, and Shlila Zashlila, it's Shlila of everything. So as long as I feel myself, I'm not recognizing the Eibishter. Here the Rebbe is telling me that I feel myself, there is the Eibishter working through me. So what is the Rebbe saying? That this little Zachir, this abstract, which is above everything, it's not in Shula, it is in and with me. How do I come to recognize that? Because the fact that Torah says so, and the Rebbe says so, that is how, and the reality of the life proves to me that it's so. And that is, okay, listen, we have to stop here, but, okay. Does it work or what? There's certain Lukud al-Kus, you think about Lukus. There's certain Lukud al-Kus, which is called Deila Maisa Sadikim. The Maisa Shemaiva Audit. We can know about the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is above, he created the world, everything. That is not the full godness of the Eibishter. That would be the Eibush Shlilus Achir, Shlilus Hashlilus. The Gadol is the Eibush. The Gdolei Ma'aseh Tzaddikim is for my practical life. But doing Torah Mitzvah, I see how the Eibush is working with me in my Metzias when I'm a Yesh. That is the greatest Gadol of the Eibush. And that is what the Rebbe is saying, that the Eibush is not only Shlilus Achir, but Shlilus Achir, Shlilus Hashlilus. He's actually in my Metzias. He's not only something I don't know. He's something I do know. And where is that? That is not through Ma'aseh Shmaim Vor. It's not through thinking about the Eibush. It's actually by doing the Torah Mitzvah and seeing how the Eibush affects my life. Okay, say that. Okay.